Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced yesterday that he will resign after a new Liberal Party leader is chosen and that Parliament is prorogued until March 24. The announcement was made after a tenuous few months of discord amid the Liberal caucus, with some MPs calling for Trudeau to step down after failed by-election runs and Chrystia Freeland's resignation as finance minister. But what does all of this actually mean? There are some burning questions to answer. Is Trudeau still prime minister? Yes. Trudeau has said he will remain as prime minister until a new leader is chosen, and therefore still holds the powers and responsibilities that come with the role. Why did he step down? There has also been a lot of infighting within the Liberal Party, with the Ontario, Atlantic, Quebec and BC caucuses saying over the holiday break that they wanted Trudeau to step aside. This follows some key by-election losses of Liberal-held ridings and the very public resignation of Freeland the morning the government released its fall economic statement. As one of the Prime Minister's most staunch allies, Freeland's resignation hit hard and prompted questions about how the government was functioning internally. Ultimately, the Liberal minority government would have been faced with a confidence vote after MPs were to have returned to Parliament at the end of January. The Conservative, New Democratic and Bloc Québécois parties had vowed to bring down the minority government. When and how will a new leader be chosen? It's expected that a new leader will be chosen by March 24 before the next general election, although the Prime Minister did not confirm the timeline. Instead, Trudeau simply said the rules of the upcoming, robust, and competitive process will be shared in the coming weeks. If a new leader is chosen before March 24, they will likely replace Trudeau as Prime Minister, as in Canadian parliamentary democracy, the party is elected into power rather than the person. What does it mean to prorogue Parliament? Prorogation essentially means stopping a session of Parliament and starting a new one at a later date. It's an act that can be requested by the Prime Minister and must be approved by the Governor General. During this time, all government proceedings are shut down and any unfinished business ends. Any bills still on the order paper must be reintroduced during the next session and no new business can be put forward. Committees also cease to exist, and their memberships are terminated. Trudeau said his decision to prorogue Parliament stems from a conservative filibuster that has prevented the government from progressing on bills and carrying out key votes. For months, a CPC privilege motion has been debated and amended in the House, making it impossible for government business to continue. Parliament has been entirely seized by obstruction and filibustering and a total lack of productivity over the past few months, Trudeau told reporters Monday. It's time for a reset. The Prime Minister argued that removing contention around his leadership will bring the temperature down and allow the government to conduct its business. There can be no vote of non-confidence during prorogation. It's also important to note that prorogation is not the same as dissolution, which is immediately followed by a general election. So, when will there be an election? It is likely to be triggered by a vote of non-confidence when MPs return to the House at the end of March. This can include rejection of the speech of the throne or a vote on the government's next budget legislation. There will be confidence votes in March, in the passing of supply, that will allow Parliament to weigh in on confidence in a way that is entirely in keeping with all the principles of democracy and the workings of our strong institutions with respect, Trudeau said. If a deal can be made on these votes, there is also the possibility that opposition parties will bring forth a motion of non-confidence themselves. What does this mean for Canada-US relations? There is concern about this process taking place as U.S. President-elect Donald Trump comes into office. Trump has said his administration will implement 25% tariffs on Canadian goods soon after his inauguration on January 20, and the federal government has been actively fighting the measure. Trudeau has said that despite the prorogation, his cabinet will be very much focused on doing the job that Canadians elected us to do in 2021. Presumably, that means trying to dissuade Trump from moving on his tariff threat. Speaking later in the day Monday, Ontario Premier and Chair of the Council of the Federation Doug Ford said that prorogation doesn't mean vacation, and that he expects Trudeau to focus on tariffs for as long as he holds the job of Prime Minister. Canada needs to demonstrate stability and strength at this critical moment, and the federal government must urgently explain to Canadians how they will avoid tariffs that could have devastating effects on our economy, he said. Trump, for his part, appears unconcerned about the update, using it as an opportunity to make yet another pitch for Canada to join the U.S. as the 51st state. What does the opposition say? The Conservatives said that Trudeau's decision to step down changes nothing, as other Liberal MPs who remain in power have helped prop him up over the last 9 years. Their only objection is that he is no longer popular enough to win an election and keep them in power, CPC leader Pierre Poilievre said in a statement. They want to protect their pensions and paychecks by sweeping their hated leader under the rug months before an election to trick you, and then do it all over again. Bloc leader Yves-François Blanquet said Monday that he still believes the only tenable path forward is to have an election, as he doesn't anticipate the Liberal Party can undergo a significant transformation in a matter of months. NDP leader Jagmeet Singh said it is completely wrong to prorogue Parliament, and confirmed that regardless of who the Liberals elect their next leader, his team will not support the government on a confidence vote following a speech from the throne. Who could the next leader of the Liberal Party be? Reports say that ex-Bank of Canada Governor Mark Carney could be organizing or mulling a run for leader. Trudeau hinted that cabinet ministers interested in campaigning for his job will not have to step aside from his inner circle to focus on their bid, which could make it easier for other contenders like Finance Minister Dominic LeBlanc and Innovation Minister François-Philippe Champagne to throw their hat into the ring. Other possibilities include Freeland, who was widely supported after resigning from cabinet, Foreign Affairs Minister Melanie Joly, Transportation Minister Anita Anand, and former BC Premier Christy Clark. With files from Palak Mangat. Editor's note: this article originally appeared in Parliament Today, a Village media newsletter devoted to covering federal politics on Parliament Hill.